WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's dropped to 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Saturday night's hurricane relief concert at Reed Arena has generated $2.6 million so far. Contributions are still being accepted through text and online sites that you can find at WTAW.com. The George Bush Presidential Library Foundation established a special account where all money that is raised goes to victims in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Headed to the president's desk for his expected signature is another emergency aid bill for hurricane response. That's after the Senate passed the $36.5 billion measure yesterday by a margin of 82-17. That brings the running tab for hurricane resistance to more than $50 billion, and that's before requests that are still to come, ranging from helping homeowners without flood insurance to local governments covering damage from a variety of projects. The damage done by Hurricane Harvey could make future disaster response better in Texas. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who is in charge of the Harvey rebuilding process, says one key is preventing flood damage to water and wastewater facilities.
So we're looking at trying to figure out how you do all of those other things to wind up in a disaster response to mitigate it from happening in the first place.
Sharp says by doing that in all flood-prone areas, it will mean fewer issues that disaster recovery crews have to deal with. 2 years ago, College Station School District voters passed a nearly $136 million bond issue. A progress report was given at last week's school board meeting. Facilities Director John Hall says next summer, more than $5 million of deferred maintenance will start on 6 campuses. The largest at South Knoll Elementary will take 2 summers to complete.
We're going to start off with the south half of the main building and the gymnasium building, because these are the final two campus locations in the district that are not fire sprinkled.
Next spring, the board will be considering bids on more than $3.6 million in renovation projects at the two existing middle schools.
Over at AMCMS, we're going to have two collaboration areas. These will both be on the X building, and they'll both be accessible to the back of the building, back there kind of towards that little creek area. And in a similar manner, College Station Middle School will have two collaboration areas. They'll have access to the two separate little courtyard areas that are kind of tucked in between the wings.
Hall reported Welburn Middle School is halfway completed and is slightly behind schedule, while land is being cleared for the district's 10th elementary school located at Holloman and Rock Prairie. A Bryan man is accused of drunk driving with 3 prior convictions. 43-year-old Adrian Medina is out of jail on bond following his arrest on multiple charges last weekend. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, a witness reported a truck driven by Medina was chasing women in the area of Carter Creek and Burton. Medina was arrested for DWI with a 3-year-old girl in the truck, driving without a license with prior convictions, a motion to revoke probation from his 3rd DWI conviction, and a Montgomery County warrant for driving without a license. A DPS trooper reported seeing a Land Rover with a defective license plate and an obscured license plate. That led to the 3rd arrest of a College Station man in 11 months. The trooper noted in his arrest report finding a handgun that was stolen in College Station. 26-year-old Johnny Roman of College Station was arrested for theft of a firearm, driving without a license with a prior conviction, and a warrant for another case of driving without a license from Travis County. A College Station man is out of jail after he is accused of driving 114 miles per hour on the freeway Monday night in North Bryan near the Tabor Road exit. According to the arrest report, the Audi A6 was stopped about 6 miles later in College Station in the intersection of Brazoswood and Glen Haven. 19-year-old Mark Hansen was arrested for fleeing in addition to being given a ticket for speeding. Some Bryan voters have a choice in this year's city council election.
Residents in single-member District 4 will choose between incumbent Mike Sutherland and former Councilman Mitch Moorhead. From last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum, they were asked about the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations to place more restrictions on stealth dorms. Sutherland wants to make changes to the P&Z proposal.
Change it to more like the Conservation District, where in the single-family neighborhoods, you're not allowed to have housing that has people in more than 200 adults in it. There's a place for them, and they're coming about. I guess they're building 6,000 or 7,000 apartments in Bryan and College Station now. That's a wonderful place for them.
Moorhead doesn't think there's any place in District 4 that's appropriate for stealth dorms.
And I believe that there should be places in Bryan that these belong, But we cannot allow this. The city needs to be more proactive in making sure that they are not allowed in ours. That's what makes Bryan special, is our neighborhoods.
Locations of early voting, which includes proposed changes to the City of Bryan Charter and amendments to the state constitution, are online at bryansvotes.org. You can listen to comments from the Chamber Forum at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. One more look at your news at 8:30. You can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
There you go. It's 8:12. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Another beautiful day in the forecast around the region. High pressure remains in control of the weather. Cool start, but lots of sunshine should bring temperatures up to 75 to 80 later today. It'll be clear tonight, 50 to 55. We'll have sunshine Thursday. Highs will be 80 to 85. Thursday night, partly cloudy. It'll be 50 to 55. Friday, we're partly sunny, windy, with the chance of a shower or two. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I love the part of the news when we just kind of do drivers on the road.
Okay.
Just, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah.
That you never know that person right next to you might not be somebody who will end up on our little feature that Bill Oliver produces called Drivers on the Road.
Oh, yeah. Right. Of course.
Sometimes he reads them. Sometimes Chelsea reads mm-hmm. them. But you're always amazed to find out there's some guy who's been arrested 13 times in the last 12 weeks.
Yep.
And, mm-hmm. you know, had his license suspended 26 times in the last 4 years.
Yeah, I liked the guy chasing women with a three-year-old yeah. in yeah. the truck
perfect.
While intoxicated.
Perfect. Yep, perfect.
Yeah.
Again, it's amazing how many people, this guy got tickets for having a suspended license in two different counties.
Oh, yeah,
great.
That one's good,
those
too.
Those are fun, mm-hmm. too. But we always like to do that. It's just, I think that's one of the things, after you've been in news for a while, like Bill has, to be able to just find those little fun things.
Oh, yeah.
And while we
got to keep things interesting.
Sure. And while we don't mention it, there's a really good chance that those things happen when you're not on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of
yep.
course, as they say, nothing good happens between 1 and 4 in the morning.
Oh, nope. Right. Of
okay.
course.
So
mm-hmm.
anyhow.
So fun story, driving story from me last night. I'm getting gas.
Is this after you've been severely disappointed at the
yes.
Halloween store?
Yes. Okay. I'm moping and I'm like, man, I got to spend more money on gas. So yeah. I go get gas at that Kroger gas station right there on the corner of Rock Prairie and Highway 6.
I know where that is.
Yep,
uh-huh.
okay.
And so you know how the access road runs right next to it off of Highway 6,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So someone takes a left in a pickup, takes a left off of Rock Prairie going the wrong
no!
way. Wrong way on that access
road. Down the feeder road, yeah.
Down the feeder.
Ooh.
And they are laying on the horn. Pulls into the gas station.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
And pulls up two pumps away from me, and
perfect.
This little blonde gets out. Perfect. Real cute, but man, I felt like, do you say something?
Yeah,
do you,
the rules
you go
don't
up?
Apply. No.
Do you go up just, I mean, for her safety alone, just be like,
right.
hey, I, you probably know
you,
this now,
you
but that's.
You cannot take a left there.
That
yeah.
was, it was scary. I mean, lots of people were laying on their horns and
yikes.
Probably saying lots of all kinds of good stuff.
Obviously, but. There weren't enough people that were like in her way
yeah,
on
this,
the access
right,
road.
Right. This was around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So
a little
thankfully,
bit later,
the traffic
yeah.
was kind of, you know, died down. But,
man.
But still, you see the lights. It's not like you don't see the car. Right, they probably got their lights on at 9 o'clock at night on the access
yeah.
road
yeah.
as they're headed south, and they'd see. Mm.
And no doubt she was super embarrassed. I mean, she pulls
oh,
over.
So
to the,
she knew she did it wrong.
I would hope so.
Okay.
I mean, cars were honking all over the place, and everybody was going the different direction than her. So I would hope she picked it up. But
did she have a parking hanger on her mirror?
Yeah, was
see?
She a student?
Yeah. She looked like she might have been that age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to tell. I didn't talk to her.
No, you're right. It's hard to tell now how old people are. You're exactly right. Yep. Okay. Well. Huh. Always nice. And
scary
again,
stuff, man.
That's what we like. Hey, Kid Rock says he is not running for the Senate.
Oh, man.
And he never was.
Okay.
It was a publicity stunt.
Of course.
Just the idea, get people talking, and I guess it did.
Nobody yeah. knows what it means. It's yeah. provocative.
We now have, I guess, invented everything that we needed to.
Okay.
I mean, that's what's so great about an inventor. An inventor sees a need and then responds by inventing it, whatever
correct.
It happens to be. Mm-hmm. Well, if you know somebody who, I don't know, eats noodles and they're loud about it.
Like slurping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he just did.
Right.
That bother you,
okay.
Scott?
It doesn't matter. You identified it, though.
Yeah.
Japanese ramen maker Nissin has introduced a noise-canceling ramen fork.
Okay.
Yes, gets okay. rid of your slurping sounds. The company even produced a promotional video showcasing the device. The company says the fork, called the Otohiko.
Okay.
Of course.
Slurpinator in English.
Yeah, exactly. provides a magnificent solution for noodle slurping noise. The company hopes the fork will ease cultural friction between noisy slurpers in their cup noodle product and people who are forced to hear them. Try slurping
noise canceling forks.
And see if possibly they have. And again, the promotional announcement may be in Japanese, which would not do us any good.
Correct. Now, does it only work for noodles?
Well,
it doesn't
I don't
work
know.
For any other kind of food.
I have to be honest with you, I have not looked it up. So have we been able to find
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let me see.
Does it work with chips?
Well, no. You know, that would be interesting. Okay, that's music. We got that.
Is there singing?
They're
I can't
noodles.
Hear the singing.
We can't.
But we can't hear them. That's amazing.
Oh,
how
see?
Could that
oh,
happen?
Hey, listen. So that was a non.
Okay.
That was a slurper one.
Okay.
Oh, that's a yeah. slurper.
Yeah.
And then.
Wow. Noodle harassment.
Oh.
See, there it is. I knew they were going to say something
okay, wait,
we wouldn't be able to understand. Do we know how much it costs?
Oh, see, no slurping. Oh, slurping. Okay, sorry.
Perfect.
Yeah, let's see. Price. I don't see one.
Well, I mean, I've
Nissin
got...
Nissin homepage.
I have this one, yeah. But
it's priceless.
Got, it's oh, $130.
Ooh.
$130.
It looks like, you guys, it yeah. looks like an electric toothbrush, but with a fork on the end.
All right.
Instead of a toothbrush head.
It's $130. You know, it's not like you're going to carry an extra around if you're sitting next to somebody who's slurping and let them use it. And then how are you,
you
going to
borrow
wash?
My fork?
Yeah, then how are you going to wash it? You know what I'm saying? Okay, it says the signal immediately makes a smartphone device play noise-canceling sound. So you have to have a cell phone with you.
Oh,
got to have your device.
Yeah, you do. Oh, I see. Is all this right. really that big? Like, is slurping that big of a, what did they call it, a cultural barrier?
I bet it is. Cultural friction.
Friction.
Creates cultural friction. Well, again, if not everybody is eating that product.
Yeah.
Do you want to say, well, again, it doesn't matter. We have people who slurp coffee and soup. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but I don't, Do you really have to slurp?
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. It doesn't make it better.
But here's the deal. Talk to a wine connoisseur.
It's not that it doesn't make it better. It's that it's the easiest way to eat it.
Yeah. Wine connoisseurs say that they kind of slurp the wine. They do that little thing on their tongue.
Do you slurp your wine, Chelsea?
No, I gulp it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Exactly. Yeah. Turn that bottle upside down and just drink it till it's dry.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. So, well, and maybe we'll have slurp-proof wine glasses sometime.
One can only hope. A sippy cup, maybe.
Drink wine out of a sippy cup. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know that this is the thing that's going to work, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think. It looks cool, but I'm not going to fork over.
Very nice.
I didn't even mean to do that one. Okay. That was great.
Women wear their stretchy yoga pants everywhere now. Yeah. But there are times when it doesn't make any sense, like the 29-year-old woman whose name is Sharia Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
She was at the IKEA.
Uh-huh.
You say IKEA, but that's
wrong. We say IKEA.
IKEA is the way it's supposed to be pronounced. We're just trying to help you out there.
Yep.
Anyway, at the IKEA in St. Louis back in December of last year, she tried to steal a large frying pan by shoving it down the back of her yoga pants. Clearly.
Okay. Clearly visible, the large frying pan.
Two employees saw the outline of the frying pan, confronted her in the parking lot. Someone somehow got a video, and apparently you can see it.
I'd rather not.
Pan sticking out of her pants.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, you know.
Got a little junk in the trunk.
She's in the news now because she didn't show up for her court date.
Oh.
Originally posted $1,500 bond, so she gets to lose that now. She'll need to post about five times that once they catch her, or she'll do some jail time.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, when you need a frying pan, when you steal the frying pan, you got to go with the baggy sweatpants.
Bad life decision.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Halloween is coming up. Oh, by the way,
I can't believe it's so close already.
The forecast for Bryant College Station, I went and looked it up just so you'd know, the forecast as it stands right now is a high of 77 and a low of 61.
That's for Halloween night?
That's for Halloween night.
Okay.
So that way you know that you've got that.
But Scott, the important news is that Saturday night, when all the college kids will be celebrating Halloween, it's a low of 35.
Oh.
Just in time for all the girls to dress scantily clothed.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
All the Victoria Angels will be out.
Yep. Yeah.
And again,
freezing their little tushes off.
Because it's this time of year, and it is Halloween and pumpkin and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear about this guy named Simon Davies, who is the chef de cuisine at the Elena restaurant in Chicago?
Okay.
Has created pumpkin pie.
All right.
Clear pumpkin pie.
Ew.
No dark orange filling. It is absolutely clear.
Is it low-cal?
Didn't say. It's a little bitty dessert. They have a picture of it, and it's got even a little dollop of cream on it.
Because it's served at a really fancy restaurant. Yeah. Everything's little.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have to go. There you go.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
It looks just like clear Jello.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't found it yet.
Okay. But
Google image clear pumpkin pie.
I know. I clicked on the San Diego Union Tribune.
Oh, and they didn't have it.
No.
Okay. They've sent you off to a San Diego Chargers.
Oh,
yeah,
here we
I'm
going
to pass.
Yeah. That doesn't look appetizing whatsoever.
There's not any reason. Okay, now get this. If you grew up with Sears, and a lot of people did, there are certain names that you knew. For instance, Craftsman.
Mm-hmm.
Craftsman tools were sold at Sears.
Yeah.
Not anymore. And a matter of fact, Sears is ending its partnership with Whirlpool after 100 years.
Oh, wow.
Effective immediately, the company said yesterday, it will stop selling Whirlpool's washing machines, refrigerators, and other appliances, as well as Maytag, KitchenAid, and JennAir products.
Is that because they're going out of business, period?
Could well be. All of which are part of Whirlpool. Whirlpool shares were down 10% yesterday in early trading. Sears stock fell 3% following another announcement that its rival Lowe's will start selling Craftsman tools, which had been exclusively a Sears brand.
Hmm.
So now what's going on?
I don't know.
What is Sears going to have left?
Exactly. Oh, Kim Kardashian clothes.
Oh, speaking of them.
Really? Yeah, the Kardashians. I'm pretty sure their line is at Sears. It might be at Penny's. I can't remember.
I was about to say Sears.
No,
seems
I'm
like
serious.
Really?
Yeah. I'll look.
Okay.
I think I was going to forget that. But
Kardashian collection. There we go. Right.
The E! Network has signed a new deal with the Kardashian family.
Oh, good. Sears. Yeah, I was right.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Locks them up on the network till the year 2020.
Oh, thank goodness.
Deal is worth $30 million per season. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me?
If there's a reason to hate Ryan Seacrest, as if you need one,
yeah,
the Kardashians.
No, look, I mean...
They're everyone's guilty pleasure.
No, they're not.
Are you guys still in the age group that you have friends who would watch this? Or
100%.
I think I know.
Absolutely.
Chelsea watches them, doesn't she?
I don't watch it religiously. Like, I haven't been watching this season by any means. But if I am at home and it happens to be on, you just get sucked in.
It's been there for 10 seasons.
I know, but it just keeps getting better, Scott.
Haven't we learned everything we needed to know about them?
No, because they're obviously their lives are changing. You've got like three of them that are pregnant right now.
No, it's horrible.
And Chris just went platinum blonde. I mean, she just there's always something going on.
I'm really worried about Rob though. What's up with him?
Yeah, well, Rob is
He's got some problems.
Rob's living in a world of Kardashian women. That is the problem.
That's probably you're probably right. I don't know what any of that means.
By the way, somebody texted in and said Craftsman Tools are now owned by Stanley.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So. Interesting. Okay. That may be part of it. They don't want to be associated with them anymore. Hey, Paula Abdul. Remember her?
Yeah. American Idol.
Was that New Year? Yeah. Was that New Year's Eve that she messed up with the audio?
No, that was Mariah Carey, I thought.
Okay. I get them confused. That's fine.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
Mariah. Right.
Paula Abdul is going to do a guest shot on ABC's Christmas episode of Fresh Off the Boat. They're doing that. So that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen her or heard from her in a while.
Good news, bad news for The Walking Dead, which was the number one show of the week with 11.4 million viewers. But even though it was number one, it's down 35% from last year's premiere, which pulled in 17 million.
That's nuts.
Okay, I've never watched it. I just know
I haven't either.
They have baseball bats that have barbed wire on them.
I don't do zombies.
And they hit people. Now, here's the deal. The top 10 TV shows last week, number one was Walking Dead. Everything else was sports.
Really?
Everything else.
This is us? I'm disappointed.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, there was one NBA basketball game. Are you kidding me? And one NFL game, and everything else was either the NLCS or the ALCS.
Oh, okay.
Which, I guess makes sense. But number one was Walking Dead.
Interesting.
Okay, put that right there. And by the way, Janet Jackson says that she would be happy to perform with JT at the Super Bowl.
Ooh, we can only hope for another wardrobe malfunction.
Entertainment Tonight says that a source close to Janet told them, quote, the door is wide open. If Justin or his team did reach out, Janet would perform with him again in a minute.
The door is wide open.
Yeah. I'm thinking the NFL probably would prefer that not happen.
Yikes.
Right.
Well, I mean, are they going to be re-performing that song?
Yeah, exactly. And everybody would be watching for that.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of Mariah.
Okay.
She has released her new Christmas single. It's called The Star.
Ooh.
Featuring guest vocals from her 2 6-year-old twins, Monroe and Moroccan.
Poor Moroccan.
I'm just saying.
Man, Monroe's like somewhat normal.
Okay, it's the title song of her new animated
Maybe
feature
called
The Star.
Maybe she has a nickname.
Mo.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
True.
Is it a girl?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no clue.
What's
Moroccan.
No. Mariah Monroe.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, on the Kardashians line of clothing, they don't wear any, do they?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Well, they definitely don't wear their own collection,
that's for sure.
It's sold at Sears.
Money now. President Trump asked for a show of hands from Republican senators as he nears a decision on naming a new head of the Federal Reserve, the most critical personnel choice affecting the economy that he'll make in his presidency. Trump made the request during a lunch with GOP senators at the Capitol yesterday. The top candidates who are the subject of Trump's crowdsourcing, current Fed Chair Janet Yellen, Fed Board Member Jerome Powell, and John Taylor, a Stanford University economist. An American Indian activist and former U.S. congressional candidate in North Dakota accused of inciting a riot during protests against the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline says he'll seek to present a necessity defense, justifying a crime by arguing it prevented a greater harm. Chase Iron Eyes has pleaded not guilty to inciting a riot and criminal trespassing. Pipeline protesters who try the necessity defense typically argue that the greater harm is climate change. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Buying a new TV? How big should it be? And is bigger always better? Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. Only 15 years ago, every television was a CRT screen. It wasn't really possible to buy a TV that was too big for the room. 32-inch CRT screens were considered huge, but flat screens changed everything. Today, a 65-inch screen is common. 72 inches, that's 6 feet, and even 80-inch screens are now affordable. So how big should your screen be? A good guideline is to simply measure the distance from your sitting position to your screen in inches, then multiply by 0.84. This gives you a good guide to screen size. You'll see that very big screens work in most homes. For instance, if you sit 10 feet away, your room can easily handle a 100-inch screen, which is very expensive. As a general rule, unless you're in a pretty small room, say your bedroom, buy the biggest screen you can afford. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Here's a huge secret for cutting your printing costs in your small business or home office. If you do a lot of printing, then you know how crazy expensive it is to replace the ink cartridges. That's why here at the Kim Commando Show, we rely on the Epson EcoTank 4550 wireless all-in-one printer. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank, and that means cartridge-free printing. Seriously, we never have to buy ink cartridges over and over. The best part is that the ink tank is so huge that we haven't even had to refill it yet. Can you imagine that? A printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 2 years or 8,500 pages without having to buy new ink. Think of how much money you can save each year. You really need to check out the Epson EcoTank 4550. Learn more right now by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. To save money and time on your printing, head over to Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Construction is behind schedule at the sites of two new College Station School District campuses, while the overall schedule is being met at CSISD's 10th Elementary School at Rock Prairie in Holloman. Facilities Director John Hall says there is a delay in starting construction of a sewer line.
The Mission Ranch developers, as part of our purchase of this piece of property, have agreed to construct a sanitary sewer system, which as of today has not yet commenced. We did have an original deadline for completion on our escrow utility agreement with them of October 15th, 2017.
Hall says construction at the new Welburn Middle School is about halfway completed.
We are running slightly behind schedule with an anticipated completion date of August 6th, 2018. So we're already anticipating a pretty crazy summer trying to get to the finish line with this one with furniture and everything else.
On both of the new campuses, Hall pointed out there will be longer on-campus traffic lanes for student drop-off and pickup to keep stopped vehicles off of streets. Bryan police recently made three arrests of drivers with lengthy records. 32-year-old Anthony Garza of Bryan was arrested after his car made too wide of a right turn. According to the arrest report, Garza has 9 driving-related suspensions in the last 6 months. He was arrested for driving without a license with prior convictions, possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana, and 3 warrants on unrelated charges. Another Bryan man stopped for a driving infraction is also accused of drug possession. 34-year-old Braulio Herrera is accused of having a personal use quantity of methamphetamine in his car. According to the arrest report, Herrera was stopped for failing to signal before turning. The officer's report noted Herrera's record includes 12 suspensions dating back to 2005. And a Bryan man with 3 convictions for driving without a license and 23 driving-related suspensions returned to jail Monday night for a brief time. 27-year-old Donnie Nelson Jr. is free after posting bond on another charge of driving without a license. According to the Bryan police arrest report, an officer made a traffic stop because Nelson's right turn signal never went off. It's the third time Nelson has been to jail in 5 months. This year's only contested race for Bryan City Council involves 2 men familiar with the position.
Competing for the single-member District 4 seat are former Councilman Mitch Moorhead and incumbent Mike Sutherland. During last week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, they were asked about a vision for West Bryan. Moorhead talked about moving traffic between the east and west sides.
And I think that's one of the most important things we can do for someone in the middle of town that wants to get out west to have lunch at the Stella Hotel or play a round of golf.
Sutherland says he's watched the city's investment at the Traditions for more than 10 years.
We spend lots of money out there, and every project that we have, I watch it very carefully to make sure it's effective and you get your money's worth.
All the comments from the Chamber Forum are online at WTAW.com. Locations of early voting, which includes proposed amendments to the state constitution and the city of Bryan's charter, are online at BrazosVotes.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 44 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, we got some weather for you. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club membership for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. Here are the numbers.
Another beautiful day in the forecast around the region. High pressure remains in control of the weather. Cool start, but lots of sunshine should bring temperatures up to 75 to 80 later today. It'll be clear tonight, 50 to 55. We'll have sunshine Thursday. Highs will be 80 to 85. Thursday night, partly cloudy, it'll be 50 to 55. Friday, we're partly sunny, windy, with the chance of a shower or two. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Wednesday, time to visit with the mayors. Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Enjoying the cool weather.
It's kind of nice. And then what, we're going to be down in the 30s this weekend, so it's kind of fun.
Pull a jacket out for that football game.
Every once in a while, we remember that does happen. It does actually kind of get cool here. Let's talk about your workshop. You have a workshop and a regular meeting coming up tomorrow. In your workshop, some discussion about your extraterritorial jurisdiction and your annexation plans. Kind of give us an overview of that.
Yeah, you know, annexation was something that was a focus of the 85th legislature, and there were some changes brought about there. If folks have a chance, there was a good article that was brought to my attention in the Houston Chronicle that gave a nice short version of what that is and how it impacts different kinds of cities and different sizes. Right now, it doesn't really impact College Station that much because the legislature set a threshold of 500,000 in a county, and Brazos is not there yet.
Right.
Heaven knows, probably in the next 20 years, we will be.
Yep.
But for now, it doesn't impact us. However, as we look to plan and want to make certain that as we do grow, that certain neighborhoods, streets, different aspects of infrastructure, and just how things are laid out are in compliance with what's in the best interest of our city. Taking a look at annexation and particularly the pre-annexation steps, that would be extending our extraterritorial jurisdiction area to the full 5 miles. Now, that gets a little touchy here, because if we do that, we're starting to look at actually being in multiple counties, Burleson County, Grimes County. And so we would have to think about, do we want to go the full 5 miles, or do we just want to go to our county borders? Because if we do go the full 5 miles all the way around our border, it's going to create some additional challenges for us. But it's important, I think.
Well, and some friction.
Absolutely. And I think the challenge for us is, though, if we don't do that, then what are we going to be facing? What is the city going to be facing, say, 30 years from now? Are we going to be having to incorporate neighborhoods into our city that are substandard? And I think you're seeing some of that in the challenges that Houston has right now, with a lack of zoning and so forth, and just trying to gobble up land, as is being accused. And it's been going on for a long, long time, since the 70s with Houston. But we're going to have to really take a hard look and how much we want to do.
The next domino that falls, if you do that, then your sheriff's department's going to say, well, the kind of situations we have to cover when you start having communities on the very south end of Brazos County changes our situation. Their budget has to go up because of that.
Right. And well, and as you well know, the county is already being faced with some challenges, because there are a number of developments. Just go down 2154 Welburn Road and look at all the developments down there that have to be covered by the sheriff's department, that are not currently covered by the city of College Station. Now, they would not be if they're in RETJ. They're still covered by the county. But that's something where we need to sit down with the county, similar to what we had to do with talking about Arrington Road.
Well, it's going to happen more and more. Got a lot of things I want to cover, so let's go on. But we're still in workshop. This is an offshoot of the police station. Now you're talking about putting together an architectural committee.
Correct.
That's a slippery slope as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I don't know that it's so slippery. I think what it is that, first, let's make it clear, that architectural committee would not impact the police station. That is going to be handled by the council and city staff and the architectural firm that's been assigned to work on that. We do not want to slow down the development of that police station. We need it. Our community needs it. Our police department needs it. And despite what I know has been said in some social sites here and there, I also want to point out that none of those folks have talked directly to me about it. And some of them, I wouldn't even know who they are, since names aren't apparent there.
So here and now, we set the record straight, right?
Yeah, we are going forward with the police station, all right? And we want it built as quickly as we possibly can. Now, the architectural committee, though, would take a look at future buildings and try to determine what the best style, size, shape, capacity, et cetera, is going to be for that. And the thing is to make sure that if an architectural committee is created, that there are clear timelines so that we don't miss the benchmarks that we have to hit to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the services and the growth and changes in those services as they occur.
Carl Mooney is the mayor of College Station joining us. Consent agenda is something that the council passes usually just as a group of things, but tucked in there is parkland dedication changes. Anything there that we need to be discussing?
You know, that's a good one, too. We have had many, many districts for parklands, and the way the law is written, when a developer, for example, comes in a particular district and they give parkland dedication fees, that money for parkland dedication is limited to that immediate area. Well, that might not be in the best interest of that development or the larger part of the city. So we've taken a look at what some other towns have done, and we found that it's probably in our best interest to reduce the number of park districts we have, because we've really got two different kinds of parks. We've got neighborhood parks and community parks. The community parks are the larger ones where you see massive fields, numerous fields, might have a swimming pool or some other type of water feature like us. Splash pads are very popular right now. Might have something like that in it. But the idea here is to be able to gather money And because parks are expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, I met with an HOA group that would like to see their parks in their neighborhood all irrigated. Oh, my goodness. Right?
Okay.
Could you imagine? That's a sizable cost. Mm-hmm. All right. And right now, we couldn't do it. So if we adopt this larger, fewer districts, it'll allow us to apply funds and gather funds together to make a park that's just a more viable park for the community at large.
Well, and citizens need to understand, after the fact, there's always maintenance and operation has to go on. All you're
Absolutely.
Doing is taking on more expense. Just pointedly, the Ruffino Retail Center, that's the old JJ's location right there.
Where the Christmas trees are sold.
Right. Going to do some rezoning there, so what can we expect to see happen?
Well, that's come up, and I'm having meetings right now. As a matter of fact, I can't even get a cup of coffee at Starbucks this morning without that coming up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, you know, we're going to be talking about that. P&Z has already looked at it. The East Side neighborhood is concerned about the traffic that it might create coming out onto Lincoln over there. And so we're going to take a look at it. I don't know that all the options have actually been discussed yet for that. I watched the P&Z meeting, listened to what the various folks had to say, and I'm sure that will take up a sizable portion of our meeting coming up.
Not going to go until 11:45, though, are you? You know what happened last time, I think?
Yeah, actually, 11:42, according to the clock.
Oh, okay, yeah, all
but
right.
Yes, we were trying once again, as we did back on December 8th and 9th, to see if we could bridge over 2 days.
Yeah, to see if you could do that. We haven't heard anything from the YMCA lately. Where do we stand there?
That's interesting. You know, unfortunately, Harvey took a toll on four YMCA facilities in the Houston area, and so we've had to kind of pull back a little bit, let them regroup, get those facilities back up and running and repaired. Mm-hmm. And right now we are meeting the group that the MMD, the Municipal Management District group, that's overseeing that area around Baylor, Scott, and White. I attended their meeting. They've just agreed, and actually on the agenda on Thursday night, we're going to be looking at getting ready to put the sewer lines in over there. And that's important not just for the development of that area, but it also would be the sewer line that eventually would feed the YMCA, and also the southeast ballparks that we're going to be putting in over there, which I know the Little Leaguers will be happy to hear about.
Sure. Yep.
And we're going to do that in stages. But that starts to really move that area, because now suddenly we're going to have the infrastructure to support the growth in that area, and oh my goodness, watch out, folks, because it's going to happen. The YMCA will be part of that. We just spoke to the YMCA folks, and they're going to be putting together three different pro formas for the group to look at, which they think is going to be a viable way to get things going, and we're excited about it.
You're also going to hear a presentation that your property value is basically $43.3 million. Tell us how that compares.
That's an increase of about $6 million from last year. And, of course, it's the new growth that folks see all around town. And we're hoping we'll see, again, sizable growth, maybe even more than that, coming up in the very near future. We've got some developers right now. You're all familiar with Southern Point. I just mentioned what's going on over in the MMD by Baylor, Scott, and White. You've got folks working over on the old Margraves property. Then go out West Rock Prairie Road. You've got Mission Ranch out there. So we're going to start to see more developments coming up out of the ground. This year, this past fiscal year, has been more of a planning type of year. Mm-hmm. Some people have said, well, wait a minute, you've got permitting is down. But wait a minute, platting is up. We're actually exceeding Bryan in platting right now, which tells you that, okay, you may not see it coming up out of the ground yet, but people are at their desks, at their computers, and meeting with planning and development to get ready to build.
Yeah, well, you can, again, you see the new HEB, the Jones Butler over there. You can see that the growth is there, and the rooftops will follow.
Exactly, and that will be added to that, and that's going to add several million dollars.
Absolutely.
By itself.
Anything else you got this morning?
No, you know, I just want to give a, as these young folks like to say, a shout out to the folks in the South Side. We had Walk with the Mayor on Sunday.
Yeah.
Extremely well attended.
Good.
A lot of folks asked questions. The two dogs that walked with us, Riley, a bark out to you in particular. That's the Hearns newest addition to their family. Okay.
Did they point out the cars parked on the streets and talk to you about
that? She marked particular properties that she liked.
Yeah. So to speak.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Glad to do it.
Yeah, we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Hi, I'm Bob Van Brunt, and I highly recommend Mike Sutherland. Mike is always available to listen to your issues. Mike is not afraid to stand up for what is right. My neighbors and I are impressed by his independent thinking. Sutherland is not beholden to any special interest groups. He listens to understand your problems. When Mike says he will get something done, he does.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, a woman hiking in Crestline, California, told police she saw a human hand sticking out of the dirt.
Oh, creepy.
Yes, in a cave. Police investigating found, in fact, a woman's body connected to the hand. Yep.
That's some Law and Order stuff.
Yeah, it really is. Cave collapsed, apparently, on the woman, killing her. She had not been identified yet. Apparently, homeless people spend a lot of time out there. So that's how that happened. That's kind of
well, scary. Thanks for the depressing news, Scott.
Okay, this is better. This is better. A guy in South Carolina almost threw away thousands of dollars in the trash, the unidentified Columbia resident, tossing out a stack of what he called old losing lottery tickets. When, for some reason, one of them caught his eye, just for the heck of it, he decides to check the numbers. Turns out his Palmetto cash ticket matched all five numbers from the drawing. The man is $100,000 richer.
Good for him.
Funny thing is, he had been stashing the tickets in his truck because he's afraid his wife would accidentally throw away a winning ticket. And instead, he almost did it himself. But he didn't. So
well, good. I'm glad that he caught it.
Yeah, something.
You'd hate to think
help
that. Of course, he wouldn't have known, but
he wouldn't have. That's true. So, we'll save this until later. Is Chelsea back with us yet? No, she's
Chelsea.
She's out working.
I don't know if she can hear me or not.
Okay. Well, it was because it's a science thing, and I know how much she enjoys science. But imagine this, if you will, that a 17-word note penned by Albert Einstein in 1922 has sold for $1.3 million at Winner's Auction and Exhibits in Jerusalem. Einstein wrote the note in Japan and handed it to a bellboy instead of a tip. Rumor has it that Einstein told the worker the note was more valuable than any tip would be. Sure enough, $1.3 million.
Yeah.
Oh, guy probably bought it at a garage sale. All right, so It looks like the low-carb era is over.
Okay.
We're about to be constantly stuffing ourselves with bread again.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah, buddy.
When did we ever stop?
I know. According to a new survey, 98% of people say they eat at least one sandwich every week.
Okay,
and
yeah.
39% eat at least three a week.
Hmm.
The five most popular sandwiches. But again, what is a sandwich?
True. Oh. Gosh,
number five,
not this again. Right,
number five, club sandwiches. Number four, wraps. Number three, deli sandwiches. Number two, grilled sandwiches. Number one, subs.
Okay.
Subs.
All right. So
I didn't know a wrap classified as a sandwich, but yeah, that makes sense.
Well,
yeah.
Again, that's the whole thing.
I know.
Today is
is it a taco? Yeah, is exactly. A taco a sandwich?
That's right. All right. So in celebration, did you know today is International Magic Day?
No, I didn't.
And I love to do magic on the radio.
Oh.
Yes.
So look, what, right there, you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. It went away.
Oh, my gosh. Scott.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't know you had so many
That's
skills.
Right. Magic on the radio. It is our best thing.
Wow.
What am I thinking right now? What am I thinking, Scott?
I have no idea.
Oh, right. Okay. That's not
Japan has more 7-Elevens than any other country in the world.
Really?
They have 16,000 locations.
Wow.
United States has about 8,000 locations.
It seems like 7-Eleven doesn't play anymore just because, you know, places are open for a lot longer than 7-Eleven. Well,
exactly. It's not that big a deal. There are four major league teams that have won every time they've been in the World Series. Did you know that?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't.
All right.
Pittsburgh Pirates are one.
The no.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, never mind.
The Miami Marlins and the Toronto Blue Jays are both 2-0.
Okay.
And the Los Angeles Angels and the Arizona Diamondbacks are 1-0.
Okay.
Astros are 0-1.
I should have known that. Why did I not know that? I'm sorry.
That's okay. No. It's really...
I would have had no idea.
When it comes to history of sports, that's not necessarily true. You don't necessarily have to know that. So...
And it's also because it's one of those, they've only been once.
So, yeah.
Well, great, they're undefeated, but they've only been one time.
Angels beat the Giants in 02, Marlins won in 97, and
I did not know that about the Marlins.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Because you don't really...
No, 03.
I don't think of the Marlins.
You don't think of them at all.
I don't.
Good, bad, or indifferent, it's just not... Oh, they've got a team down there. Oh, yeah, they do. They have a team
Well,
down there.
Every time they won the World Series, then they just blew up the team the year later. So.
Right. Well, and one of the things they always said was, of course, this is a perfect market for it because all the olds go out and watch the preseason ball. Mm-hmm.
They're all Yankees fans.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't mean that they want to pay those kind of ticket prices either. Yeah. You know, what they want to do is they want to pay the tickets to see the exhibition game.
I still can't get over how hot it was at that game last night.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
The baseball game?
Yeah.
Oh, the World Series, yeah.
Well, 103.
They're not used to that. Oh, ooh. I was going to dig that out. I'll see if I can find the science behind all that weather, because I know we love to know the science behind
and
weather.
And they talked about it. They talked about it in the broadcast.
Oh,
and,
that's
awesome.
Well, but they had air conditioners blowing on them in the booth. They were probably okay.
They were
fine.
He was fine.
Oh, those
Joe
people
was great.
Down there sure do look hot. Yeah.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers Group of Companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the 1-in-a-million woman in your life with a 1-in-a-million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Vidice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Infomaniacs News Talk 1620. WTAW. Okay, it's time for animal group names.
Okay.
There's special names for groups of special animals.
We've talked about giraffes.
We have talked about giraffes before. Uh-huh. All right, if a group of these is called a gaggle, what is it?
Ooh, geese.
Geese, that's right. A group of these is called a pod.
Fish.
Whales.
Whales, exactly. A group of these is called a parliament.
Ooh, parrots. I don't know.
Owls, a parliament of
a
owls.
A parliament of owls.
Yes.
Okay.
A group of these is called a sleuth.
Sloth.
Sloth.
Okay.
No. Oh. Bears. Bears.
Bears?
Bears.
Okay. I didn't know bears traveled in packs.
I didn't either.
In sleuths?
No, they traveled in sleuths. A dozen or more of these is called a flink.
A dozen or more? Flamingos.
A flink of flamingos. Cows!
Cows.
I've never heard of that before.
I think that's a herd, bro.
I know. Well, but apparently, if it's more than 12, then it's a flink, right? So you got that.
A flink of cows.
Oh, but Zach, if you didn't know, a group of giraffes is called a tower.
A tower, really?
A tower. Yeah. That's right. We learned.
Makes sense.
What was the name of that pregnant giraffe?
April.
April.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's how we found out about that. Otherwise, we would not have known. And a study has found bad weather may make drivers more hostile.
Really?
Unless it doesn't, yes. On cloudy days, people are more likely to feel angry and irritable behind the wheel than on sunny days.
Upstate New York, I'm telling you, man.
Play you some happy music, some Neil Diamond.
And it says that, by the way, if you listen to music as you work out, you put more oomph in your workout. So there. All right.